Hello, this is Max Harding, and I'm joined by Henry Osterbrook to create another ratings list. This is Back to the Future, and we are rating the gadgets in Back to the Future. This is worst to best. Trilogy, it's a fantasy, sci-fi. Great, it's a trilogy. But if you watch the third one, don't blame me when you find out it's not as good as the first and the second. That is my opinion, and like that, this is Henry's opinion, these ratings. But these are gadgets once more. And yes, well, before I begin, Henry, how was your day?
My day was good, thank you. I've played football, I've played FIFA, and I've watched TV.
Fair enough, your day. Alright, well, then will you announce coming in worst on your list? Which technically even isn't even a gadget.
Yes, you're right. It is the hat that Marty wears in 2015. It's not even a gadget, but because I hate it so much, I have to put it last. I mean, I don't like it just because of the look of it. Who really wants an ultra-reflective, shimmery hat?
I mean, it would be cool to have as merchandise.
Yeah, it's probably why they put it in there.
Yeah. Alright, well, anything else to add?
No.
Well, I have. It completes as ensembles, to be fair. So if you have the self-drying jacket and the self-tying shoes, well, then it'd be quite cool to have all of those.
Yes, I guess so.
And if you do want one of these hats, you can go buy one on Amazon or something like that. Alright, well, enroll us with the next one.
Number 7, I put the grey sports almanac. It would come higher, except for that we're not in the years between 1950 and 2000, so the results are irrelevant and we wouldn't make any money off it. Yeah. If it was more up to date, I'd probably put this at number 1, because who doesn't want money?
That's true, but at the same time, if you did have the flux capacitor, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
You would be able to travel back in time to go and, of course, use it very well and make your bets, but we don't have it. It's only one thing, so you can't really use that. And for that reason, it would probably pretty much be pointless, like the hat, but as in, like, it would be pointless because you can't use it for anything amazing except for merchandise again.
Next up, at number 6, I put the self-drying jacket. The reason it's so low on my list is just I don't like the look of it. It's a cool idea, but then again, when do you really get that wet that your coat needs to dry off for you?
But then, I mean, as I said before, with the hat, it completes the ensemble. And at the same time, this is his opinion, but like loads of people, like I would find it quite cool to have this self-drying jacket. It also fits you, and I'm sure there's more... if we explored it more, we'd find more, yeah, like cool effects that it can do. Anything else to add about it? Any other points?
Yes, I understand your point of view, but if we had the weathermen as up to date as in 2015, we would know as soon as the rain would stop, so we just wouldn't go outside.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, at the same time, what happens if you fall into a puddle? I know it's very unlikely, but I've seen a very funny video where somebody goes to jump into a puddle and it's just a hole and they fall all the way down. I mean, what happens if that happened to you? It's very unlikely, but to be on the safe side.
Yes, I'm sure it must have a use in the universe.
Alright, well, after that very, very dried conversation... Dry isn't met in a good way, by the way. Not in a bad way, but after that drying, I'm trying to make a pun, conversation. What's your next one?
At number 5, I've put the Mr. Fusion energy machine, purely because if I could rig it up to my phone, or my TV, or my Xbox, or my Xbox controller, you'd have unlimited power, and you wouldn't have to pay energy bills.
You don't have to put banana peel and stuff like that in.
Yeah, it is a bit of a hassle getting waste, but then I guess it reduces the amount of rubbish going to landfill, so it's a good, clean alternative.
Yeah. If we made it, that would actually be really good for the environment.
Yeah.
Anything else to add to it?
No, except for that it uses beer. And who leaves beer in cans?
I mean, it is actually quite cool, but you have to be smart enough to work out how to plug it into your computer or something so like that to have unlimited power. Well, as long as you've got enough waste.
Okay, at number four, I've put the self-lacing shoes, which is a really cool idea. So much so that Nike or Nike, whatever you want to call it, have made their Air Mags, which are based off these shoes and look quite realistic.
Mm. They light up and they don't have... Do they actually self-tie them, lace?
I'm not sure, but they have made self-tying shoes before, so...
It's impressive. Hopefully in the future that comes a bit cheap, so...
Yeah.
Because it's at the moment they're like 800 plus pounds.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. Alright, well, anything else to add?
No, just hope that Nike continues to release good shoes.
Yeah, I mean, they do look really cool, and they're very iconic as, like the hat.
Okay, here at the number three, getting bronze, is the iconic hoverboard.
Oh, I love the hoverboard. I love to have the hoverboard.
I mean, the pink one, that's everybody knows, is actually a scooter.
Mm.
And he snaps off the handle, paying homage to what he does to a kid's scooter in number one. So he's glad to see that come full circle and see skateboards and scooters are basically the same thing.
Mm. Is that the first one or the second one that the hoverboard's released in? I'm pretty sure it's the second.
Yeah, it's the second.
Yeah. I mean, it can also... I mean, if you have enough power, it can go on water, which is quite cool.
Yes, but you'd have to use a bulldog, so... Yeah. You know, they're probably quite expensive.
Mm.
And...
Coming second...
Is the flux capacitor.
This is... May I point out, this is the actual thing. In the DeLorean, the car, which actually allows the time travelling. So if you take this flux capacitor out, then you can time travel, but you won't be able to time travel with the car. So we've decided to split those up, may I add to this?
Yeah, so the flux capacitor is, I guess, useless on its own, and it needs plutonium, or 1.21 gigawatts, to power it. So it's probably gonna cost you quite a lot. But if you can steal some plutonium off Libyan terrorists, I'm sure you can use it somewhere.
To be honest, it'd just be cool to look at, like... I bet there's, like, a little kid who stare at that all day. I mean,
he wouldn't.
The best idea. Yeah. They could put it in a museum or something.
And number one, I'm sure you've guessed it.
Wait. Have you got anything else to add?
No.
No, oh, that's... Well, I have, actually. I would steal the plutonium just to time travel, but then at the same time, I don't really... I mean, yeah, time travel would be cool, but at the same time, I don't know. I just feel like I wouldn't want to go in the past, and the future would be cool, but then I'd have to come back, if you know what I mean. Like, you're leaving people behind.
But then you can come back at any point, so...
Yeah, exactly. So then it's a good argument. But, yeah, so... Well, as you've guessed already, but lead us on with the first one.
Number one is the DeLorean, obviously, comes first. An all-electric car that can fly and is powered by waste. It's quite cool, energy efficient.
Mm.
And obviously, if you have the flux capacitor and 1.21 gigawatts or a bolt of lightning... You can time travel.
Yeah.
And as the doc says, the way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Mm, that's fair enough. It can also fly, which is quite a cool thing.
Yeah, that only happens in the second one.
Is it?
Yeah, because he has to go to the future to make it fly.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. But... Oh, imagine that, though. I mean, in the future, they all have flying cars, so it's not that unusual in the future. But then imagine now, where we have no flying cars. We have planes, helicopters.
Well, the flying cars we have are just cars strapped to rockets, yeah. Basically.
They're basically... I think they're making flying cars. I imagine they'll make it after... Hopefully they'll make it after the electric cars, which they have brought out, but then at the same time, I do want to also see the, the no driver needed cars, which would be also...
Yeah, they'd be quite good as well.
Yeah. And the DeLorean also has a clock which can see...
Where you're going,
yeah,
where you're from, and where you're at, which is very useful if you leave a DeLorean behind a billboard or in a bush or in a cave, just like I'm sure many owners of it have.
I mean, you've got to hide it, but oh, just to leave that somewhere in plain sight.
Yeah. And you won't forget it.
Yeah. Now, we didn't include the money. I think it's in the second one. Yeah, it's in the second one, where they have all the future and past, I think it is, money. We didn't really think that's a gadget, but that would be a cool one to have. But at the same time, we didn't think the hat was a gadget, but the money is... I don't know, that's technically like just cheating to get money in real life, and you could do that with the Omniac if you had the flux capacitor.
Yeah.
Right, well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'd really like you to subscribe. Tell your friends, your family, tell everyone you know about this, because if you want more episodes, I mean, you're most likely going to get them anyway, but please just subscribe, it would really help the channel. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you watch the next one. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're going to have to wait and find out. But hope you enjoyed the episode. Bye.